As a card-carrying, bleeding-heart snowflake liberal, I watch with amusement the hair-on-fire panic of my fellow commies, who seem to be predicting the end of the world as they know it, and the demise of all things progressive. The $3.5 trillion Build It Better budget, surprise, surprise, is a political football. My socialist pals are wringing their collective hands, cursing the two senators who are roadblocking the bill, and all the Republicans who refuse to raise the debt ceiling, hoping the Dems will take the blame for the deficits of the past, oh, couple of decades. I admit that I gnash my teeth and pound my fists, but when I calm down, I try to remember we sent Trump into exile down at Mar-a-Lago to hold court with his jesters and funders, plotting a return from that grave, maybe in 2024. I expect he'll either be in federal prison by then, or his hopes for another grand entry down the T-Tower escalator will be more than likely a grand jury. Just one more prediction that crashes and burns. Meanwhile, back at the sausage factory, a package will be emerging from this Congress, one that may not have $3.5 trillion as a price tag, but more than likely will legislate provisions for more health care, maybe even dental, possibly prescription drug cost reductions, child care, subsidized community college tuition, climate change provisos, rural internet, all this and more. What we down here on the South End call a liberal agenda, one coming to a theater near all of us. So, maybe it won't be a total Green New Deal, and maybe it won't be single-payer national health care, and probably it won't make everyone happy, but geez, come on. We're swerving to the left in an electric car. Who knows? We might even tax the rich and the corporations that don't pay their fair share. Quit your crying, I say, and stop expecting perfection. Progress, it isn't a bad alternative. I need Georgia. I never had.